All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Good morning. Let us begin. We are picking up Emirat Hashem this morning in Os Dalid, section 4 in Sidkas HaTzadik, a really beautiful and meaningful piece that actually builds on a number of the pieces that we've seen before. So the Rebbe writes as follows. So again, remember, we are on, it's page Ches. We're picking up, we're going to read it inside of the Be'uria Chasidu, so that middle section there. And again, by the letter Dal, the right, bottom of the right hand paragraph. Al Pi HaMevu'ar Le'el. So remember again, in Gimel, the Rebbe was explaining based on the pasuk Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, the beginning of all wisdom. So we translate that as fear of God. But the truth is, the Rebbe said really what it means is God awareness. That the entire essence of life, the entire like first component of Yiddishkeit, is to create a sense of God awareness. And the Rebbe said, this is the role, this is the power of a bracha. Brachas create this sense of God awareness. So continuing a little bit on that same theme. So the Rebbe writes as follows. He says, V'nitzbar gam tama inyan, sh'nitzvah ha'rishona sh'nitzchayva adam l'kayma, kishinasa adam bar mitzvah, v'yosa ben shloshes reishona, hu mitzvahs kriyas sh'ma shel arvis. So here the Rebbe makes a very beautiful observation. He says, if you think about this, when a young man becomes a bar mitzvah, right, what is the first mitzvah he has, right? The first mitzvah he has when he becomes a bar mitzvah is Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, nighttime Shema. I remember we spoke about this. This was in the previous sif as well. We say Shema B'Shach B'Cha U'V'Kumecha, when you go to sleep and when you wake up. So remember again, the Rebbe explained that that refers to two different parts of life, right? It's not just simply night and day, but rather again, b'shach b'cha, when I go to sleep, I'm supposed to have a God awareness. B'kumecha, even when I go into the world, I'm supposed to have a God awareness. So remember again, the Jewish day starts at night. So therefore, when does a boy become bar mitzvah? He becomes bar mitzvah nightfall. So let's say again, if my birthday is Aleph Tishrei, it's a good birthday to have. If my birthday is Aleph Tishrei, so I become a bar mitzvah the night of Aleph Tishrei. So let's say Tishrei falls out. Aleph Tishrei is a Thursday, for argument's sake. It's a Thursday. So then again, when do I become a bar mitzvah? Wednesday night. At Seis HaKochav, the nightfall of Wednesday night, I become a bar mitzvah. What's fascinating to see is, so therefore, what is my first mitzvah obligation? Nighttime Shema. And everybody says it's true for everyone across the board. The first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah has, the first obligation that a bar mitzvah has, is Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, nighttime Shema. He says, what's interesting, that that's my first mitzvah. What's the pshat? The time of Shal Davar, whom Ibn Shechobah Sa'adam, Liyachid is called Masav La Hashem Yisbarach, who harishis Vadarga Harishon Bavodas Hashem, Kimoshin is Ba'er La'el, Le'inyan Brachos. So remember again, this on a most basic level, before we get to why nighttime Shema, it makes sense that the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah boy has is Shema. That makes sense. Why? Because the essence of Shema is Chabavos Olam HaShemayim. The essence of Shema is the acceptance of a relationship with Hashem, creation of God awareness. So that makes sense. The first thing, it's fascinating, right? The first thing that a bar mitzvah boy has to do is not put on his tefillin, right? Is not go ahead and keep Shabbos. That's not the first thing. The first thing I have to do as a bar mitzvah is to put in the effort to create a relationship with Hashem. That's my first obligation. What's the vehicle for that? Shema. Shema is the vehicle, one of the vehicles, maybe even primary vehicle, for creation of relationship with Hashem, creation of God awareness. He goes on, he says, Shekodim kol, tzarech adam lios bedarga da es elokei avicha, left 10 paragraph. The first step is, a person has to get to know the God of their father, v'rach achar kach avdehu, and then only afterwards can I serve him. So I'll say again, this is all from Os Gimel. The first step in the creation of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is God awareness. God awareness yields God appreciation. God appreciation then informs the way that I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu kriya shema ubrachos in yolam echad. Dahinu liyachid es kol ha-masim ha-nasim ha-yodol rak la-shem yisbarach. Because in this respect, says Reb Tzadok, Shema and brachos really are the same thing. Meaning again, remember again, what did Rabbi Tzadok say? Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu. What does a bracha do? Bracha creates God awareness. What does Kriya Shema do? Creates God awareness. Kriya Shema perhaps does it in a little bit more of like an acute form, because literally I'm accepting Hashem upon myself, but it's the same Yisod. Good. So then he goes on, he says, Raksha brachos niskinu kedei liyachil Hashem Yisbarach befrat kol echad ve'echad me'amasim shavuro niskana bracha misiyam esu tenu sha'adam otel Hashem Yisbarach v'miyuchad al hanos ha'maisa sh'omer lihanos bimenu. So I'll say, he's just getting technical here for just a moment. So if brachos and shema have the same avod, right? They have the same same purpose to create God awareness. So how are they different? So it's simple. A bracha creates God awareness in a limited context. For example, I have a cup of coffee, right? I say, Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, shehakol niyeh bidvaro. Blessed are you, Hashem, source of blessing, right? King of the universe, shehakol niyeh, everything was created through His word. So what does that do? That creates God awareness in coffee. Truth is, when you need a cup of coffee, it's all God awareness, right? There's nothing more spiritual and holy than a cup of coffee in the morning. That is also, so again, what that does is that creates God awareness in this coffee. That's what brachos do. They create God awareness in a specific, limited context. Whatever it is that I'm doing, I bring God into that event. Shema, on the other hand, is much more global. He says, v'zu kriya shema, Tachlisa hi liyachid es kol ma'asav bichlal b'shachres amaisa hakimo es kedei es ma'asha omi lasos b'yonghu b'eishunir. So remember again, Kriya Shema, on the other hand, also creates God awareness, but it creates a much more what we'll call globalized or much more general God awareness. So for example, when I say Shema, when I wake up in the morning, or right, b'kumecha, so what that does is that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my day. So suddenly, again, all aspects of the goal is to create a sense of God awareness and God connection in all aspects of my day. Uba arvis al kol ma'asa shchiva sheyeh degam b'shas Hashem lefnei mihu shochev v'yedabek es machshavosa b'akadosh baruch. And then when I go to sleep, right, b'shach b'cha, the goal is to create God awareness. Even right, not only do I stand before God as we spoke about, but what? I sleep before God as well. Asleep before God as well. So I will say, so now, just so what was nice about this is, first of all, just like a little bit of a review, right? That brachos and shema really have the same essence, which is create God awareness. Why is God awareness important? God awareness creates relationship. And relationship then yields more energized, more meaningful, and more impactful avoda, physical service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, okay, shema and brachos do the same thing. Brachos do it in a very specific, almost like episodic or actional way. I'm doing something now, making a bracha. The bracha brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into that specific event, that specific action, that specific moment. Kriya Shema brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into general states of being. B'shach b'cha uv'kumecha. I sleep before God, and in my waking hours, I do everything else before HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Now, Reb Tzadok says, therefore, it makes perfect sense that what is the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah bachar has? What is the first mitzvah? Kriya Shema, right? The first thing, it's fascinating, right? The first thing you do as a bar mitzvah bachar is not per se a physical mitzvah. Because what we're trying to teach our children is, don't fall into the trap of behavioral Yiddishkeit. Don't fall into the trap of a mechanistic relationship with God. It's important, the behaviors, of course, everything, the mechanics are important, but what's so much more important, or what makes the mechanics and the details important, is relationship. Create your God awareness. Bar mitzvah bachar, now you're a man. Everybody got that, now you're a man speech, right? Now you're a man. So now, as an adult, as a responsible Jew, you have an obligation to create an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life. And if you have that, you'll have relationship. When you have relationship, you're going to want to do the things to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which I want to say, just as an aside, I'm not going to take a show of hands about how many of us were educated about God awareness or relationship with Hashem when we became bar mitzvah. Hey, and because I know the answer for all of us is none of us were given this, which is such a gaping hole in general in chinuch. Right? We're all about the details and sometimes nothing about the relationship. And that's tragic. That's tragic. And it's so important as parents, again, especially as parents, if you have young children, it is so important to instill this peace, to teach our children what Shema means and how to be a Kriya Shema Jew and how to be a Bracha Jew. Because if we can do that, you know, so many of the struggles that often go into parenting in terms of getting kids to want to do the details, to love the details. See, you can't love something if you don't know what it means. You can't love something if you don't know why you're doing it. You can't love something if at the end of the day you don't understand the purpose that it has in your greater being. But that's why if we start with the relationship, right? If we start ultimately with the God awareness, then in Meretz Hashem, we bring our children into the process, and hopefully they're going to want to do the details. So we'll say, we're going to have to stop over here. So now we have the framework. Now, of course, the question we're going to tackle tomorrow morning is, why Ma'ariv? Why Ma'ariv? So I understand why the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah bachar has is going to be Shema, but the shayla is, why Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? To be continued tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, we'll say, Shkoyach.